You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All right, we roll into hour number two. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. To be part of the conversation, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Of course, is the number at Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram as well. And, I mean, if you got to bring it like Wayne brought it, with all the hot takes, he just laid them out there for you. He had a couple of really interesting ones, including the one about Tom Brady not finishing the season.
Thought-provoking.
Which again, what you just saw... If you saw, you know, at the podium, it makes things very interesting. Like, wait a minute. What is going on there? And you know what? In fact, with that in mind, Bart, things that people say and what they really mean is sometimes something that we all try to contemplate. And to get the actual meaning of what is said, we like to go to the machine that we call the BS Translator.
This is the BS Translator.
Do you?
With Bart Scott.
All right, so let's begin where we just mentioned. Tom Brady. Hear it in his own words as Brady addressing the media. He's returned after 11 days that he was away from the Bucs. It was, again, predetermined. The Bucs were not surprised by it. They knew it was coming. But he seemed different from the guy that left for this little hiatus. Bart, let's listen to what he said, and let's see what the translator tells us he's really saying.
It's all personal. You know, everyone's got different situations they're dealing with, so we all have really unique challenges to our life, and I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on, so, you know, you just got to try to figure out life the best you can, and, you know, it's a continuous process, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's he saying here?
Happy wife, happy life, and she ain't so happy right now. I put a lot on her, a lot on my family, you know, to support me for 45, you know, for 20-some-plus years. And, you know, now the roosters come back to, you know, the roosters come back home to roost or whatever it is, however that cliche goes. You know what I'm saying? But when you think about it, you know, he's played so long that, you know, I know his parents haven't been especially healthy, you know, and things get complicated. And football requires all of you. And it's hard to be a great parent when you're playing and you're locked into the process, especially when you're chasing what Tom Brady's chasing, and so much of the responsibility is going to fall on him, because I'm sure he feels some type of responsibility to make sure that Todd Bowles gets a great start to his second opportunity, and also that Byron Leftwich after this season is going to have an opportunity to be a head coach. And, you know, so he has that pressure, and then also riding off into the sunset. So, really, it just says, look, man, it's a lot going on. I'm trying to juggle a lot of stuff, and I just need to take a break so I can handle some things, so I can fulfill some promises that I made to people outside of this organization. You know, whether it's showing up and being able to sure that the kids can be to school and I can help get them settled and help wife get them settled. And, hey, man, I'm just doing the best I can, man. I'm a man. I'm 40.
This doesn't sound like, yes.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
This doesn't sound like a
40
guy
is different.
Who is as invested or can be as invested as he has been before, yeah. And might be realizing that. Like, I left. I came back.
Yeah.
And, boy, when he left, he sounded like he wasn't sure if he wanted to be gone. And now that he's back, he's not sounding like he's really sure. But when the season begins and the lights turn on, we expect we'll get the Tom Brady we're all used to seeing. All right. So we'll get to top 100 lists, Bart, because there's one that was done by NFL players, which is, of course, something that's very interesting to see what the players think. And then there's one done by the ESPN experts as well. Here's one thing that's the same in both of them. Aaron Donald is considered the second-best player in the league. But he is also somebody that was involved in something over the weekend during these practices.
Yeah.
The fracas, where he's swinging a helmet in a brawl during practice that you do see at times. So there was some concern that what should the league do about it? What should there be any punishment for Aaron Donald? Sean McVay talked about it, and let's see what he says, and then you tell us what you think he's really saying.
We're going to keep all that stuff in-house, kind of like we talked about, so hopefully you respect that.
But there was.
I talked to Aaron. We've dealt with it in-house, yes.
What's he saying there?
Yeah, I told Aaron, hey, man, we're going to have to fine you just, you know, $10,000, which I think is the first thing that can be, like, allowed. It's pocket change to Aaron Donald, but, you know, we have to do something to make sure that the young guys don't follow suit. We can't be doing that, especially if we want these joint practices to continue. The NFL has no authority here. Like, I mean, if that was the case, let me tell you something. I've seen way worse than that. I've seen guys get thrown through drywall during meetings. I've seen guys get scooped in the back of, like, we bring it up practice, guys just straight up fight from the back. I've seen guys get drop kicked. I mean, the only thing that, and these are team on team stuff, but, you know, when you go, like, you know, team versus team, nobody wants to be the guy that says, okay, I want this guy to get suspended because of this happened. You know, these joint practices, guys will take shots that you normally couldn't take in the game because there would be personal fouls. Guys start talking trash, and that's usually how it happens. And, you know, that's another example of it. But, man, nothing to see here. You know what I mean? Let them handle it in-house and whatever. We'll move on. They still play the game. They still practice it against each other the next day. Mm-hmm. And these are two teams that played in the Super Bowl against each other, too. So it was already some bad blood.
Yeah, again, it was against the Bengals. And it was, you know, again, there was one day of practice. Everything was fine. But this was Thursday. And, you know, a fight broke out. A lot of guys had the helmets off.
Yeah, you got
30
guys.
A couple of them in the midst of the scrum, which is a superstar player of his caliber probably shouldn't get involved in that.
No. No. He's got to be the smoke, right? He's got to be we go as he go. And if somebody took some shots before, this is what happens. It's a buildup. If somebody took some shots before, you go watch the film. Like, yo, they try that tomorrow. It's going down.
All right.
And everybody know that. And then
so
you
clearly
think,
there was something going on that they didn't like and they wanted to answer.
On both sides. And then I'm sure Lionel Collins, they say, was taking cheap shots at people the day before. Like, he do that this week, I'm going to punch him in his mouth. Don't even worry about it, guys. Don't worry about it. And Aaron Donald, as the leader, say, I'm going to handle it. Because I'm sure he wasn't doing that to Aaron Donald. But, you know, also you got 30 people on both sides that ain't going to make the team. So, they willing to die at that
practice. Here's the problem. The league knows, like, again, this kind of stuff, and we saw it between the Bengals and the Steelers. Remember,
Jets Giants like, didn't practice together for almost a decade because of the last fight.
Right, and again, it's something that is a bad look for the league, so that's why people are concerned. Like, hey, they should do something about it, and Sean McVay saying, I'll handle it, and it's not something we need to make public because, by the way, it's Aaron Donald. We're not going to suspend him. All right, speaking of Steelers, by the way, and quarterbacks, we know Mason Rudolph will not be starting, but Mitch Trubisky has looked good in preseason, had another good outing over the weekend. But, you know, Kenny Pickett has played well, even when he has played too. But it seems like Trubisky has won the job. So Mike Tomlin, of course, is being asked about it, which is something he's not used to because he's never really had to deal with a quarterback situation when he's always known who his QB1 has been for the last pretty much 18 years.
I might, but you guys not going to have it today. Again, like I told you guys the other week, man, we're not going to make knee-jerk reactions and statements following a performance. We'll go through our proper professional procedure. We'll evaluate the game. We'll meet with our front office people. We'll have discussions. We'll talk internally. We'll talk external possibilities. We'll go through our normal procedure this time of year, and we'll disclose it to you at our leisure, to be quite honest with you.
At our leisure, to be quite honest with you. So Mike Tomlin,
he's the best.
We put him into the BS translator. Didn't seem like there was a lot of BS here, but Bart, what is he really telling the media here?
He basically saying, listen, I already know who's going to start. You know, as an organization, we're going to go through our process, but I already know who's going to start. I'm not going to make a knee-jerk reaction because somebody won a game in front of their peoples or somebody looked good. I don't care about stats in the preseason. Just like I don't care about bad stats, I don't care about good stats either. You know, we know who runs the practice. Our evaluation really takes place in practice because we know what the game plan is and who's properly executing the game plan. So, listen, y'all can wait and mull around it, but why the hell would I tell our first weak opponent who the hell to prepare for? Because Pickett is different from Trubisky in certain strengths and weaknesses. I'm not giving y'all any tests so y'all can go make some money by printing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to handle this the way I've always handled it, discreetly, and in the best interest of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, we'll handle it, but I fully expect it to be Mitchell Trubisky because that's just the best way. You allow a young player to take the job when the starting veteran loses it or loses the locker room or the season's over with. That's the best way to do it because, you know, if you go with the young guy and then he struggles, you may not be able to get him back because his confidence is so shot.
Yeah, all right. So he also is just somebody that doesn't like to be – don't ask me every day. We'll let you know when we're
prepared. But isn't it more entertaining to build?
But you know what? We're going to ask every day. You know that's coming.
He know the game.
Yeah, and that's just how this is going to be played. All right, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, a triple threat protection with home and auto and more. Visit progressive.com. We've got one more for the BS translator. Strike up the music. Let's go. And this is something that was a story, and it was a big story, Bart, for a while.
Joe
and
Rogan.
We talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers and him being, remember, immunized. And then how that came to pass, that it did not mean he was vaccinated. And so there was a lot of Aaron Rodgers lied and all this other stuff. And that dominated, of course, early last season. Aaron Rodgers really hasn't talked about it a lot. At the time, Bart, I did say, boy, there really wasn't any follow-up questions by the media, right?
Yeah.
They just, okay, he said immunized. Well, that must mean he's vaccinated. And then we learned he was not. So did he lie, or did we just not ask enough questions? Aaron Rodgers talked about it on the Joe Rogan podcast. The BS translator needs to let us know what is he saying.
So I've been ready the entire time for this question and had thought about how I wanted to answer it. And I had come to a conclusion, I'm going to say, I've been immunized. And if there's a follow-up, then talk about my process. But thought there's a possibility that I say I'm immunized. Maybe they understand what that means. Maybe they don't. Maybe they follow up. They didn't follow up. So then I go the season, them thinking, some of them, that I was vaccinated.
Mm. Bart?
I mean, listen, first of all, he got this idea from Joe Rogan, who's a guy who does alternative types of medicine and treatment and rituals himself. And, you know, this was an opportunity for Joe Rogan to give, you know, outside of Pat McAfee, give him a platform that's going to reach a unique, large audience. And, you know, he knew he was being basically what he's saying is y'all dummies didn't follow up, so I didn't have to elaborate, so y'all assume what y'all assume. Y'all got to do a better job,
yep.
Like play the game the proper way. The same thing that you said, Alan. You said you would have followed up.
Yeah, I wish, Bart. See, that's the BS translator is exactly what you just said. He's saying what he really did, what he didn't say, but really said is don't blame me. You dummies just didn't follow up. You just accepted the word I chose and didn't say. And this is what happens too. A lot of times the media, because they're so afraid of not getting access or having a player not appreciate them, you don't want to push too hard because you just don't want to be the guy that Aaron Rodgers ain't talking to.
Exactly.
So you're like, all right, well, he said he's immunized, so I'm just going to accept that. Instead, you said, whoa, immunized? Does that mean you are vaccinated? That's what you – and no one followed up. And it's the point. No one followed up. Now, I think it was days later. No, it was after he tested positive and then
right.
had to go into the protocols was when then everybody asked him about it. And then he said no. And it was like, whoa, you lied to us.
Okay, well, I told you I was immunized.
I don't think he lied. So that's the question. All right, as the BS translator now is complete. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Deceitful is the word.
3776. Did Aaron Rodgers lie, as we all, a lot of people said he did, about his vaccination status last year? Or is this more on the media for not asking the right questions? So that is something I think that I'm wondering, because we spent, what did we spend? Days on this, right? Remember
yep.
the Bart? Days on this.
Wait for
should the league punish him and all? Yeah, exactly. So did he lie? Or did the media just not ask the right questions or follow up as they should have? We have that. And also, Bart, the NFL top 100 list.
Mm.
There is the player one. There's the ESPN one. There's number two, I told you, is the agreement. But there's a lot of differences in both of them and a very interesting quarterback story in what the players say who are the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. We'll get to all that and your calls. But first, Bart has this from LinkedIn.
As you gear up for the fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier for you to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach out to reach your network and beyond the world's largest professional networks of over 810 million people. Then add your job to the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy for you to focus on candidates which just in the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview. It's why small businesses rank LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs help you find candidates that you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart to post your job for free. Terms, conditions apply. Music out of the live read.
No, you don't read that part.
Oh, my bad.
All right, here we go. Alan Humbart Scott. Yes, that music means football.
Yeah. Hold on. First of all, so disrespectful.
What?
What the hell is week zero? That's saying y'all scrubs ain't even worth us starting the damn week. No, Nebraska.
That's a thing now in college football. That's not new.
No, that's wacky.
We've had week zero for a little while.
Okay,
now.
Did any great player teams play on zero, week zero, or did the scrubs play?
Well, you didn't.
Yes, thank you. The opening acts played.
It's not like you have Ohio State and Notre Dame, which you'll get this weekend, of course.
Yeah, you in a small arena in Madison Square Garden. You ain't in the middle. You in one of the small ones.
You're in the theater.
Yeah, you're in the theater, son. Disrespectful.
All right. Well, we have calls. We certainly have that. But we also have – we love lists. Top 100 list came out. There's a couple of ways we can go with this, of course. But one way I wanted to go with you, Bart, is something that I found very interesting. The player one. Now, ESPN has their ranking that they have from their experts, their panel of experts who come together and they make this list, right? So number one in the ESPN list, top 100 players for this coming season, is Patrick Mahomes. And he was number one last year. The number one that the players voted on, and this is the NFL.com one, who do you think was number one in that one? Aaron Donald's number two in both.
Okay, hold on. The players picked who?
Tom Brady.
No.
Straight season.
Yeah.
So Aaron Donald's number two. Number three in the ESPN is Aaron Rodgers. Number three in the players is also Aaron Rodgers. Number four, ESPN, Cooper Kupp. Number four, the players, Cooper Kupp. All right, that's good. Now, here's another interesting one. Josh Allen is number five in the ESPN rankings. Josh Allen last year was number three in the player rankings. This year, he drops to 13. Why?
Because, you know, sometimes other players emerge. You know, you have to tell me who replaced
him.
Well,
they got five is Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you the top 10 of the players, and I'll give you the top 10 of ESPN. The top 10 of the players. So, okay. TJ Watt is six. Davante Adams is seven. Mahomes is eight. So the ESPN has him at one. The players have him at eight. Jalen Ramsey's nine. Travis Kelce is 10. So,
Jalen Ramsey's nine?
Yeah. So Josh Allen's five in the ESPN one. TJ Watt is six, just like he is in the player one. Justin Jefferson is seven, not Davante Adams, who's seven in the player one. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey's eight. And Jalen Ramsey's nine, as I told you, in the player one. Myles Garrett is nine in this one. Myles Garrett is 11 in the player one. He was five last year.
Yeah.
And then Davante Adams finishes out the top 10 of the ESPN ESPN one. So there's that. And Davante was seven in the player one.
Now tell me this. Is this poll taken after the playoffs or after the Super Bowl?
I'm sure it's something the player poll.
Yeah, because Jonathan Taylor wouldn't have been in there unless you take in consideration this year.
Players cast their votes to identify the best in the league heading into the season.
So you know what we should do? We should ask our fans who do we think that's outside the top 10 from last year will be in the top 10 this year.
Well, I can give you some. So last year's top 10 people who dropped. Derrick Henry was six last year.
He was injured, so that makes sense.
And he went to 12. Josh Allen, as I mentioned, was 3-13. Myles Garrett was 5-11. Joey Bosa was two. He drops to 30.
I can see Nick Bosa jumping in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's Bobby Wagner fell. Quentin Nelson fell. They were top 10 guys. But here's what I found also interesting, Bart, is the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And I go – the quarterbacks to me, to players. I look at you guys as you guys look at your league and the players and who you respect. I find that to be way more valuable – than what, like, I think experts and stuff predict. Because I think players tell you, like I always say, you know, real recognize real, right? So here's the quarter, the top 10 quarterbacks in the league according to the player vote.
Okay.
Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes, there's your top three. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, there's your top five. Matthew Stafford, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, and Kyler Murray. That's your 10. Who's missing?
Let's say Kyler Murray. She was talking too fast. I couldn't keep up.
All right, Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes.
Okay.
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. That's your five. Then it's Stafford, Lamar, Herbert, Dak, Kyler. That's your 10.
Okay.
Now I'll give you a couple of names. Derek Carr, Russell Wilson.
Right.
Outside.
Well, that's because they didn't have good teams. So
Kirk Cousins. Outside.
Where's Herbert?
Herbert is 8.
Okay, so Herbert's there. Okay.
Yeah. He's 8. Now, this is the only quarterbacks in the top 100.
They got Dak there?
Dak is listed. At the top 100, he is 44. Kyler Murray's 57. There's only 14 in the top 100.
Yeah.
And so the other ones are Russell Wilson, who's 61, Derek Carr, 65, Mac Jones is 85, and then Kirk Cousins at 99.
That's disrespectful.
Mac Jones in the top 100 of players in the league. By the players, Bart.
Yeah, that's just simply because he was protected in a system and people don't really know. And here's the other problem, too, where the players lie. Like, the players that don't play against these players just assume because it's like all media hype as well. Kind of like when the Pro Bowl.
Players just buy into that?
Yes, yeah, because sometimes like in the Pro Bowl, like when we used to sit down and we voted for the Pro Bowl for the NFC, and you never seen them, so you're like, man, I don't know who's good. And then like somebody say, oh, so-and-so's good. And
yeah, you're watching so much film on your opponent, you probably don't get to watch a lot of games, right?
So it's a lot of people that you can't play, so you just go like, oh, man, I was watching the game on Monday Night Football. He balled out.
All right, let me ask you this. In the top 100, there's only one Jet or Giant. Who do you think it is?
It's only one Jet or Quinn Williams. Quinn Williams.
No.
It's not, Quinn is not there?
No. 97. This player is 97.
Oh, Bear Tucker?
Leonard Williams.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Leonard. You say Jets and Giants. Oh, you say Jets and Giants.
Yeah. Either Jet or Giant.
Okay.
Crazy, right?
You're going to have to put the sauce in there. The sauce. There's
something special going on with that, dude. No doubt about that.
Anybody catch anything in the preseason on him?
All right, we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3777, of course. Just the lists are always interesting, but I find with the players list is important. Yeah. We've got to take a break from the NFL, though, because coming up, obviously we have your calls as well, but
you believe in
there
miracles?
Was an interesting NBA trade that happened or hasn't actually happened yet, but it's, you know, it's going to happen. It involves Patrick Beverley and the Lakers, but it could be part of something even bigger. I will discuss. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Bart and Han.
It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott.
Who's
ESPN
this?
Radio.
Is this crazy bunny? Is this Psycho Bunny?
Who do you think it is?
Psycho Bunny?
Well, it's part of the song, but it's a remix.
What's his wrestling name?
Bad Bunny.
Oh, that's whack.
Yeah.
You can't be Bad Bunny.
He's a celebrity known as Bad Bunny.
Why is that whack? Yes.
He should put like a Rey Mysterio thing over his head. We don't know who he is. Yeah. And he can call himself Silly Rabbit.
Before we get to the calls, we've got a lot of calls to get to, Bart. I want to mention Silly Rabbit, tricks for kids. I want to mention something else that happened while we were gone.
What?
And that is the reports of a trade that the Lakers and Jazz have engaged in. And this trade, Talen Horton Tucker goes from the Lakers to the Jazz. Patrick Beverley, who they acquired in the Rudy Gobert deal, would then get flipped to them.
Good for him, man.
And that's, if you're Pat Bev, it's great,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because he's on a good team. But
man, has a decent player played for more damn team? Well, Vince Carter played for every team in the league, so okay.
He was a decent player. He's a great player, right? But it's still it's a really interesting trade. Because you can see the Lakers are still really trying to get something done. All right? Now, again, there's other pieces. Stanley Johnson goes, obviously they have to make all the money count and everything like that. Stanley Johnson goes to the Jazz as well. But it's part of this feeling that the Lakers are trying like hell to revamp the roster to fit better around LeBron and AD. I think everybody's kind of given up on the idea of Kevin Durant moving. We all know Kevin Durant. That was happened last week while we were gone as well. That he's staying for the time being, and Kyrie Irving's there for at least the year, right? Even though the Lakers were interested in him,
so they should be.
So there's still pieces though that the Lakers need to. They need to make the team better around LeBron and AD.
Right.
Russell Westbrook, even though LeBron's saying all the right things, it still doesn't feel like. Especially you bring in Pat Bev, because by the way, they hate each other.
Yeah.
So. Here's I'm telling you
when he shot the brick in the playoffs, and the whole team looked up.
Yeah. When it was the air ball, where they all looked up in the air at it.
Like, what?
So, keep in mind this. We're getting near September, okay? We are about a month away from training camps opening up. The Jazz do not want Donovan Mitchell in training camp. Because why? Clearly because what happens is he shows up at camp, and then it's a million questions about his future, and are you happy here? And they were talking about trading you. And then the Jazz will act like oh, we always wanted to keep him. No. Nobody's going to believe any of that.
Yeah.
They know there is a soft deadline of training camp. There are no really other teams. They're trying to create the idea of being competition for Donovan Mitchell. There really isn't. The trade to happen, and it could happen at some point. It could even happen this week from everything I've heard, is that the Knicks, the Lakers, and the Jazz get together and do something. The Lakers have some picks. They also look at what the Knicks are giving, what could give to Utah, which would include Evan Fournier, who's a three-point shooter that the Lakers certainly need.
And
a vet, right.
Yeah.
So, do the Lakers get involved, maybe even send some picks to the Jazz? The Jazz could come away from a Donovan Mitchell trade with as many as 7 first-round picks.
You think the Lakers would give up 2 for Evan Fournier?
Not just for Evan Fournier. I would believe there's a couple other players on that roster that are vets that you'd like to have. And
Julius going home.
No, I don't see that.
Oh, yeah.
But I could see a scenario where the Lakers are part of another deal that gets Donovan Mitchell to New York, and they get something out of it, and Danny Ainge and the Jazz walk away with like a boatload, like 7 picks.
Yeah.
Some could be swaps, some could be protected. Who knows? But the bottom line is that if you get 5 from the Knicks and 2 from the Lakers for Donovan Mitchell, that's not terrible.
Yeah, so, that's crazy.
I would just, I would watch this scenario. That's all I'm saying. I would watch this scenario as we're getting close to September. This thing, as you saw some reports, talks have, come up again, and they're talking again. I do think there's a soft deadline of before training camp because the Jazz don't want to deal with the questions and the everyday and, are you happy here? They tried to trade you, all that stuff. Like, that's going to have – that's a situation he doesn't want as a player. They don't want as a franchise. They've got to come up with a deal. And so we'll see if it happens in the near future, but I would it's something that I would advise everybody to keep an eye on. All right. With that being said, the number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We have callers, Bart, who want to talk to us and mostly you about the NFL. And the question that we asked coming off of the BS Translator was Aaron Rodgers sort of admitting to Joe Rogan that, I said immunized. I knew that I wasn't vaccinated, and the media did not follow up. I was waiting for the follow-up question. They didn't follow up. So I asked the question, was he lying, or did the media just not ask the right question? BJ's in Las Vegas. BJ.
Hello.
What's up?
How you guys doing today? Appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Basically, Aaron Rodgers politicked the game. He didn't answer the question. Like, when you're young and you out there talking to a bunch of ladies, ask me no questions. I tell you no lies. But it also reminds me of a skit that Dave Chappelle did when he played Prince, and Charlie Murphy said he didn't know he could play ball. And after he finished spanking them, he served them pancakes like they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think Aaron Rodgers was doing here, is playing the media, right? Thank you, BJ.
He's like, y'all negligent. Like, listen, we all know he's a savant. He's a guy that, you know, I mean, dude wants to host Jeopardy. Like, out of all the things that players want to do, I've never heard one say they want to host Jeopardy. I mean, he's one of these guys that, you know, like to be – he's a deep thinker type of thing. He said, well, you didn't ask. I didn't tell. He said, I had an answer for it, but they never got to the second level of my deceit. You know, and he knew it's not lying. He was just deceitful because he knew the gist of the question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it's basically about, right? He knew, but there was no follow-up, so he just was like, all right, you're not going to follow up? Like, back of his mind, he probably was like, I'm immunized. Okay. And then nobody says anything.
Appreciate
like, guys, you might
want
to ask me,
Googled,
what does that mean?
Yeah, nobody Google what immunized means.
Exactly.
What do you mean immunized? So you're saying you're vaccinated. No, I'm immunized. Okay, well, what's the difference?
Let's continue on the Barton Hunt Nation Dr. Rebel call-in line. We go to New Jersey, and we talk with Dave. What's up, Dave?
Good afternoon, Mr. Horn and Mr. Blatt. Well, I got a big problem with the NFL players. They all jokes to me at this time because number 35 should be in between 1 and 5 and probably number 1, and that's Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson is the best player/athlete in the NFL, and those players should be ashamed of themselves because that's pettiness and envy for them not to put him at number 1. Lamar Jackson is the best player in the NFL.
No, I'm sure they do this poll every year. Yep. Lamar Jackson was like top 5 the year he won the MVP. Here's of course the problem. Listen, nobody's a bigger Lamar Jackson Raven fan than me. The issue is because King Henry would have been there. Like, King Henry was on pace to break 2,000 easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dude finished top 10 and he missed 9 games. The issue is when you get injured and you don't finish, then they can't put you up there that high, because if not, King Henry should have been top 5 or top 3. It's no way that Jonathan Taylor.
Year.
Yeah, it's no way that Jonathan Taylor would be even up there, because he wasn't even in the same area code as King Henry before King Henry got injured. King Henry was leading the league by like 300 yards rushing.
Well, you think about it, Lamar also last year was an MVP candidate
until
all the injuries. I mean,
until
they
the
had
injuries
nobody.
Happened. Yeah,
everybody was.
He was
rabid,
carrying the team.
Now here's what I wanted to point out to you. So the players have him at 36, mm-hmm. but yet he is still considered. What are they at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 7th quarterback in the list of the top 100.
Right.
In the ESPN list, which is the panel of experts that put everything together, he is 42nd, and he's 10th among quarterbacks. And I'll read you a list of the quarterbacks who are ranked in the top 100 of ESPN's list higher than Lamar. Dak Prescott is 39 ahead of him. Matthew Stafford at 30 ahead of him. Joe Burrow at 26 ahead of him. Tom Brady at 20 ahead of him. Russell Wilson at 13 ahead of him. Justin Herbert at 11 ahead of him. Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes.
I got
any problem with any of those guys?
No, I don't have a problem with that. As long as it wasn't Kyler Murray. Dak Prescott is the only one I'm laughing at, but, you know, whatever. The power of Dallas.
Hey, well, both lists have Dak as a top 10 quarterback. I know you don't agree with that. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We continue with your calls on Aaron Rodgers, the NFL Top 100, and some NBA trade talk as well. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear.
The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Bart and Han.
You know this one, Bart.
Straight out of low cash.
That's right.
Young name Gusto.
Yeah, that's all you could say.
But I don't give a.
Yeah.
I kill your mother. I will kill your. I will shoot your mother. But
like you
kill. How you like me now?
Most
when
of the
I
song
say it
would
out
be
loud.
Redacted.
Sweat off.
No. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Almost came close. Sweat off, Allen's.
Nope. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's get to some calls here. A lot of reaction to Aaron Rodgers. Let's continue with Sean in Washington. Sean.
Sean going once. And Sean got us on mute.
Move on. Damn, Travis Sean. In Virginia
Damn
Beach.
Me.
Travis.
Yo, yeah, at first I thought maybe you got the lines mixed up and I was the guy from Washington.
Oh, no, we got you.
So, got me. So I'm going to lean on he's not lying. I'm related to me being on hold with a certain company. I won't put the name out there or anything. And I was trying to get a refund, and it kept, you know, talking to me all nice, but kept using the word credit. And it's like, no, I don't want a credit. I wanted a refund. I caught on to the – I heard the word changes real quick. And them being, I'm assuming, like English people, they're like, yo, I mean, that's kind of wide open. Why don't we get you to say what we want you to say?
Can we agree that these are alternative facts then?
Yeah. I just love that you know those that happen, right? Where it's like, hey – sure, you can return that for a credit. No, I don't
want
to buy any more of your crap.
Yeah, I want
none
of that.
My money back. I want refund.
We'll apply the credit. Yeah.
No, not credit. That does happen a lot.
Yeah, you pass your 14 days to return.
Steven is in Georgia. Steven.
Yeah, so I'm calling BS, and I got two marks against Aaron Rodgers for this. One, for lying, for the BS, and two is for believing people would be, I guess, dumb enough not to know the difference. Vaccination and immunization are two very different words.
Yes, they are.
Immunization means that you have been given immunity by a vaccination, and vaccination means
we were. That's the thing, Stephen. That's exactly what you just said. Is exactly it, and a lot of us weren't aware of that until it came out. Like, we didn't know when he said it. July? Like, nobody paid attention to it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we say words we don't know the exact definition of, so when you immunize, you're like, oh, well, he meant this. He meant immunize.
But if we heard that in July, we'd be like, hang on.
Which basically means he took some vitamin C.
Follow-up question on that? All right, we're back in 10 seconds.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So, Bart, some good news here after some bad news for Commanders running back Brian Robinson. Mm. So he went to social media to let us know that surgery went well. Now, what surgery are we talking about? If you don't know, he was shot during a carjacking attempt. And that's a scary thing. Ron Rivera saying also that they expect that he will be fine. Yeah, no. I mean, the fact that he survived it, first of all, right? Let's be honest. Like, that is amazing. But the Metro Police in Washington are calling it a carjacking or armed robbery attempt. And he was shot. It was
it's a scary thing, man. You know, you worry about going out by yourself, not having security. You want to act like you're a normal person, but you know, in these desperate times where people are on scooters and pulling up to people while they're eating lunch or dinner and outside, and they're robbing them outside of restaurants, you just have to be, you know, have a hypersensitive visualization of what's going on around you. Because, you know, smash and grabs, it's so, people are so desperate, man, with the economy and, you know, the, you know, fact that they feel like hopeless. You got to be on your P's and Q's and don't give yourself such exposure to people. And it's hard to say because
well,
you want to be
in
a
today's
fan
social media,
person.
Famous people, celebrities, athletes are posting stuff a lot on social media. And a lot of times you tag your location.
Yeah.
And
that's a way to get your house robbed, too, because they know you're out of town. That's why if you're on vacation, you post stuff when you get back.
So police, when they arrived on the scene, he had suffered a couple of gunshot wounds to the lower extremity. So he was treated. A bullet hit his glute.
Ooh.
And then another got him in the lower leg.
Well, he's a running back, right? So we know the glutes is meaty. So that's a good thing.
Still, they identified two potential suspects, recovered a firearm that wasn't too far away as well. And so now they don't know if it was a carjacking attempt or an armed robbery, but still was something
very serious. All the same, they were stealing something. They were trying to take something.
Yeah, this is serious stuff. Did anything like this ever happen with you? Did you ever have this type of thing or maybe even just, you know, teammate?
It's
amazing to just...
Like the Dwight Smith, who was from Detroit, who famously had the two interceptions in the Super Bowl for Tampa. Yep. Like, he used to get robbed all the time on his porch at his house.
What?
Yeah, because he used to walk around with like $10,000 in his pocket, and people just, oh, thank you, I'll take that. They'll appreciate you. And then, of course, you know, it didn't happen to my apartment complex, but you know, when I was a member of the Ravens, we had a maybe 10 guys get robbed while we were out of town because somebody brought a girl or a lady of the night back and was running his mouth and realized that all the players stayed there. So then when we went out of town, they robbed the entire complex, all their houses, and came back with nothing because they out there pillow talking. Got to be careful, man.
Loose lips sink ships, there's no doubt. But the good news is, again, for Robinson, that he survives this, of course. Let's just go with that. I mean, that organization, I mean, the different things that they have certainly dealt with.
Endure, yes.
And also, just, you know, a lot of times these things end in tragedy. This didn't, so that part of it is good
news.
They got
it
in
his career as well. Like, he should recover from all his wounds.
Yep, that's,
who
that
knows
is the
if this season, this year, could be a little difficult. You know, when you get injured and shot, sometimes they just give you time to pause because it's a traumatic experience as well from the mental aspect of it, not so much the physical.
Now, before we go here at the end of the hour, and we still have one more hour to go, of course, on the show, I do need to tell you that there was somebody on Twitter that, while we were talking earlier in the show, said, wait, you told a story about a player getting thrown through drywall.
Yeah.
And we just glazed over it as if we thought, oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do think that is something we do need to come back to and hear a little bit more about.
Okay.
You know, because that's not something you hear every day. As you were talking about things that happened, like Aaron Donald's situation, and you're like,
extremely
I've seen guys
right
get thrown through drywall, and we didn't follow up. Yeah, we need to follow up on that and more next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.